A rich relative.
Correct. Pay that man $8. How do you make antifreeze?
Hide her pajamas.
Correct. Pay that man $9 because...
It pays to be ignorant. May I present the star of our show, Mr. Tom Howard.
Well, here is that quiz program that should be in the Hall of Fame because it's a bust. We have a board of experts who are so dumb they think an automat is something an automobile wipes its feet on. First, we have the celebrated author, Mr. Harney Dalton, who has just written a book entitled The Proper Time to Pick Watermelons or Watch on the Rhine. But here he is, Mr. Harney Dalton.
I have a poem, Mr. Howard.
I imagine.
Yes. Stop and let the train go by. It only takes a minute. Your car stops up again in high. And better still, you're in it.
You're in it. Very good advice, Mr. McConnell.
Well, you know, it all depends on the brakes.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Okay. Next, we have a woman who, the day she was born, her father called up the insurance company and said, I want to report an accident. A woman who is a great music lover. Here she is, Zarinsky, with her corset off.
You know, Mr. Howard, I'm all tired out. I went shopping for a friend today.
Well, that's the only way you'll get one.
Mrs. Hayes asked me to get her a bottle of perfume.
What kind did you get?
Tom Howard, No. 4.
Now, wait a minute.
You mean they have a perfume named after Mr. Howard?
Yes. You press the bottle, and a squirt comes out.
Thank you, Miss Drizzlepuss. That's very nice. Next, we have a man who was born on the 4th of July because his father wanted a little punk. A man who used to be nervous and jerky, but he's not nervous anymore. George Shelton.
Now, you know, Mr. Howard, I went window shopping myself today.
I see.
I like to go along Fifth Avenue looking at those pretty girls in the store windows.
I see. They're not girls. They're dummies.
What do you mean, dummies? They're not so dumb. You should see the mink coats they have on.
I see. Well, now you have our regular board of expert friends. Tonight, we are especially honored to have with us two people who need no introduction because they both know each other. None other than Ted Collins and Kate Smith. Good evening, Mr. Collins and Miss Smith. We are indeed honored by this visit.
Well, thank you, Mr. Howard. In a remorseful sort of way, we're happy to be here. Speak for Miss Smith, too.
Why does he have to speak for Kate Smith? Can't she talk?
Certainly she can talk, but only once a day.
Only once a day?
Every day at 12 o'clock, Kate Smith speaks.
Thank you, George. Thank you, George.
Very well, Mr. Jellis. Sitting beside you there, Miss Smith, is my mother. Miss Lou McConnell.
Well, if it isn't Miss Lou McConnell in the flesh.
Yeah, please, Miss Smith, no loose talk.
Mr. Collins, I understand you own a football team.
Well, yes, I do. I own the Boston Yanks.
More loose talk.
More loose talk.
I'm told, Mr. Collins, that when the players on your team run out onto the field, they each carry a bucket mop with them.
Yeah, it's a scrub team.
Okay. Please.
Oh, Miss Smith, it's so nice to have a lady on the program with me. I get so lonesome.
You're still lonesome.
Pay no attention to him, Miss Smith. His arteries are bothering him.
You take an awful lot from Tom Howard, Lulu. I don't know why you do.
Well, she's got an awful lot, Miss Smith.
Shut up, you old worn-out mop handle. I'm glad, Miss Smith, that you brought Mr. Collins with you. Such a nice gentleman. He has such a nice face.
Yes, he has. He has an open face, hasn't he?
Yeah, open for improvement.
But it's a human face, and I like human faces.
Why don't you get one?
Tom, that's no way to speak to a lady.
Who's talking about a lady? Now, let's get on with the questions. As you know, Miss Smith and Mr. Collins, we try to answer questions on this program. And inviting you and Miss Smith up here, we figured you might help us with the answers.
Tell me, Lulu, are the questions hard to answer?
Yes, they are. Okay. Don't worry about it. If you answer them wrong, it's all right. Mr. Howard doesn't know the answers himself.
Okay. Now, here's the first question. Pay strict attention. In the song, In the song, I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas, I want you to tell me the color of the Christmas the singer is dreaming about.
I like your dress, Miss Smith.
Oh, thank you, Miss McCall. I like your hair, particularly that new hairdo.
Oh, you like my hair?
Yes, I do.
You can't pull it down in front. Your scalp is showing.
All right, now?
All right, let's get back to the question.
Well, Mr. Howard, would you mind repeating the question?
I'll be glad to, will you? In the song, I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas, what is the color of the Christmas the singer is dreaming about?
Well, thank you, sir. I enjoyed it very much. Thank you. Carry on.
All right, Miss Smith. Miss Smith, in order to get the question across to these scatterbrains, I wonder if you would sing, well, just the chorus of the song for us.
Why, certainly, Mr. Howard. I'd be very happy to, even though I have a bad cold.
Can you sing, Miss Smith?
Does she sing?
I'll try, Mr. McCall.
To have the music there. You didn't expect her to sing, did you?
Well, I did not, and I want to compliment Miss Smith on the song. What is amazing about it, Mr. Collins, or Mr. Collins, the orchestra stopped at the same time Miss Smith did. That's something unusual.
So strange, though, that they had the right key, you know what I mean?
Well, I don't know how they got that.
No, I don't either.
Maybe they found one guy in there who was a musician. I don't know.
I see your son's in the band there now, so I guess that's the answer.
That must be
it. That's it.
Nevertheless, I think it was beautiful.
Chip off the old block.
Yes, that's it.
I think Miss Smith sang it beautifully.
You do?
It was heavenly. It was thrilling.
I see.
It was a bit of all right.
I thank you, Miss McGraw. Now then, what I want to know is what was the color of the Christmas Miss Smith was dreaming about?
Then they had Christmases in color now?
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, rather, Mr. Shelton. I remember one Christmas I wasn't feeling very well. Yeah. It was a blue Christmas.
A blue Christmas. Look, what do we usually have at Christmas time?
Turkeys, mister. I know that.
Look, haven't any of you heard a person say sometime or other, Christmas would not be Christmas unless we had the... unless we had what?
We had what? What's what?
Oh, I know, Mr. Howard.
You know?
I know what it is. Snow.
Thank you, Miss Smith. Snow.
Oh, yes. You're wonderful, Miss Smith.
Yes.
How in the world did you get it?
I just happened to be looking at Mr. Howard's hair, and that's what did it to me.
Oh.
Yeah, the white-haired old buzzard.
Okay. Just because there's a little snow on the roof doesn't mean there's no fire in the house.
Was it snowing up in the mountains?
Oh, that's silly. How can it snow up? I mean, snow doesn't fall up.
It's snowing up in the mountains.
It doesn't fall up anything.
Now, wait a minute. Maybe I can straighten this out.
Yeah?
You're sticking your neck out, Mr. Collins.
What Mr. Shelton means is snow falls down up in the mountains.
Fall down up.
Look, now wait a minute.
What?
The snow falls down here in New York, doesn't it?
Sometimes.
What do you mean, sometimes?
Will you stay out of this?
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, sometimes it falls down here and sometimes it doesn't.
It always falls down here, doesn't it?
Not always. Only when it's snowing.
I know that, Mr. Norton. If it isn't snowing, it couldn't be falling down.
But if it couldn't be falling up in the mountains either.
Mr. McNaughton, if you were up in the mountains and it was snowing and you wrote to a friend down here, would you say it was snowing up here?
No, not unless it was snowing.
I know that!
Then I would say it's snowing here.
Well, how did I get into this thing?
You see, if it snowed up, no one would have to shovel it.
Mr. McNaughton, you are just two steps ahead of an idiot.
Can I help it, old boy, if you walk slowly?
No. But...
what happened to the question?
Must have been snowed under, I guess.
Let's get on here. Can anyone tell me the color of snow?
You know, Miss McConnell, I saw the most beautiful ensemble over on Madison Avenue the other day.
Did you?
I certainly did.
What color was it?
Well, it was sort of a chartreuse and purple, and it was really beautiful.
Chartreuse and purple? I never saw that kind of snow.
Oh, wait a minute.
Boy, that was beautiful.
That must be the color of it when it falls up.
Let's get rid of this snow question.
Yeah, it's getting too deep for me.
Too deep.
This is gonna be good.
It's beautiful, you know.
Yeah.
Lovely.
I see.
I had my brushes here like paint. That sounds beautiful.
Yeah.
What is?
What is? They think.
Boy, it sends me.
Yeah, it does. I wish it would leave you there.
I agree with you, Mr. Howard.
The band is playing William Tell, ladies and gentlemen.
And first, I'd like to have you meet a gentleman from the United States Army, Private Norman Stephen of the United States Army Air Force.
How do you do? It's indeed a pleasure, Private, to have you here with us. Where's your hometown, would you care to tell us?
New York City, Mr. Howard.
Oh, well, you're right at home. New York City.
Well, stump my toe and call me Yippee.
Okay.
No, you used to work in that town.
Now, look, Mr. Howard. Now, seriously, does this kind of stuff go out on the air?
What day it goes out on the air?
Oh, Lord, then I'll have to stop breathing.
Don't blame you. Isn't Mr. Collins cute? I bet you like him. Do you like him, Miss Mesa?
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, you like him. I think he's grand. Yeah,
I
think everybody does.
Yeah, Miss McConnell likes him because he wears pants.
Yeah.
Pay no attention to Miss McConnell, Private. We're glad. How long have you been in the service?
Sir?
How long have you been in the service? I'll pay no attention to me. I don't let
It'll be 3 years by this March.
3 years. Very, very good. And congratulations.
I tell you, no, Private Stephen, I was an aviator in the last war. Yes, you know, I flew my own plane for over a year.
Yeah, what happened?
The rubber band broke.
Mr. McLaughlin, will you please stop making an ace of yourself? We're very glad to have you with us, I'm sure.
Yeah, what'd you say your first name was, honey?
Norman, you know where I'm at.
Norman.
Oh, isn't that a cute? Isn't that sweet?
Yes.
You're a cute too, eh?
He sure is.
Oh, isn't he?
Oh, he certainly is a nice boy.
Yeah. I'll spell him with you. I have lots of curves.
You certainly have it, now. And you're just as dippy, too. Private, will you reach into the dump cap there and pick a question out for us, please? And when you get a hold of one, would you be kind enough to read the question? Just take your time and read it right into the microphone.
If there are 7 days in a week, how many days are there in a fortnight?
That's very good. If there are 7 days in a week, how many days are there in a fortnight?
What's a fortnight, Miss McCall?
Oh, that's the night after the third night.
Wait a minute.
Now, look. Now, that's a very simple question. It's a very simple question.
Explain it to us, Ted.
I can.
I would like him to.
Now, look. Our present calendar, consisting of a year, is divided into 12 months.
Yes.
Each month is divided into 4 weeks, mm-hmm. or a fraction thereof, to make up the amount of days allotted to each month.
Yes.
Now, each week, as we know, has 7 days. Now, if you'll take 2 weeks and add the amount of days, you have the answer to the question. It's simply the rudiments of algebra, geometry, and trigonometry. Nothing to it at all.
Mr. Collins, that's fine, but what we want to know is what is a fortnight? How many days are there in a fortnight?
Four, Mr. Howard, four.
Four? Is that right, Mr. Collins?
Certainly not.
That's wrong, Mr. Sheldon. What makes you so dumb?
My study night.
I see.
You think it's easy, huh?
Did I tell you about my operation, Miss Smith?
No, Lulu, you did not. What about it?
Cut that out, will you?
The doctor did.
Is that all right? The question is, if there are 7 days in a week, how many days are in a fortnight?
I answer that question
yeah,
once.
Yeah, but who knows what you're talking about? Look, haven't any of you ever gone to school?
Look, why are you so nasty? I can't understand this.
I'm not nasty.
A long time you were on our program and you didn't act this way. You weren't so crotchety.
But look, I was in a different element on your program.
Oh, thank you, sir. Now I
was with educated people. Here I am with a bunch of morons here.
Hurry, Howard.
Mr. Howard, I went to school, old boy, and I had a little trouble with my teacher.
You did?
Yes, but I got her number.
You got her
number? Circle
59598. No, you're wrong. It's Circle 59599.
9598.
95989. I called up last night.
I answered the phone.
What did you say her number was, Harry?
Mr. Collins, please, I'm surprised at you.
Did you ever have an operation, Miss Smith?
No, I never have, Lulu.
You didn't? Oh, you don't know what you're missing.
Well, never having had an operation, I'm not missing anything.
Very good.
Well, I had a floating rib once.
Hello, my dear lady.
Yeah.
And when I say dear, I'm referring to your antlers.
All I said was that I had a floating rib.
Well, teach you how to swim and shut up. If there's 7 days a week, how many days are there in a fortnight? Look, let me put it this way. If I lay 7 eggs here and I lay 7 eggs here.
I don't think you can do it.
Maybe this is going to be good.
Oh, no.
Isn't that beautiful, Mr. Young?
Quite over. Right. What would you say it was?
If you name it, you can have it.
I wouldn't care to say. I thought it could be something I ate.
Didn't think it was that early.
the union takes dues from these people, they should be ashamed of themselves. This would be a good time to put the kiddies to bed, ladies and gentlemen. Revolting. With malice in my heart, I bring you Dr. Novik and his orchestra. That's only the beginning.
Oh, you are a genius.
Do we have to listen to this?
Himself a new one now. Who's our next contestant, Mr. Roberts?
Well, now, Mr. Howard, I'm happy to present you a very charming young lady. Oh, she's got me all mixed up.
I know. We're so charming.
A very lovely young lady who is arrayed in the United States Navy. Her name is Sarah Lynn.
Well, that's fine. We're very glad to have you with us. I'm sure I could get a lot of nice information out of you, but we're a little pressed for time. So I'm going to ask you, would you do us a favor and reach into the dunce cap and pick out a question for us, if you will, please. Just take your time and read the question, if you will.
Explain the fundamentals of the Darwin theory.
Explain the fundamentals of the Darwin... Mr. Roberts, would you give our charming guest $25 and let's forget the whole thing, will you?
Yes, Mr. Howard.
And thank you a lot, Mrs. Finney, for being with us. It was a pleasure. Thank you a lot. And now, can we have a little music from our friend Dr. Novik? Well, they're off already.
Back in the stockyard, too. That's what I like, Gilbert and Sullivan.
Sounds like card shot in a bar to me. Very distinguished guests, Kate Smith and Ted Collins, for being with us tonight. We were highly honored. Thank you, Kate Smith and Mr. Collins. Now, folks, you know what we mean when we say...
It pays to be ignorant, to be dumb, to be dense, to be ignorant. It pays to be ignorant just like me. I took my girl to dinner.
This is not...
We had a wonderful feast. But they had to give my girl the check because I couldn't read. So you see, it pays to be ignorant, to be dumb, to be dense, to be ignorant. It pays to be ignorant just like me. I took my girl to dinner. We had a wonderful feast. But they had to give my girl the check because I couldn't read, so you see, it pays to be ignorant.